Jerry Bader Show, 1025. If you have any thoughts on this, 406-1360, 888-455-1360, the Jerry Bader Show. I really am baffled as to why there's this bipartisan support to change a change made in the 1990s, which I think has helped reduce crime in Wisconsin. And that is for what is defined as nonviolent and first-time offenses, 17-year-olds would again be treated as juveniles. The argument is that the juvenile system works better for these young people. You throw them into adult court. Now, I know what's happening here. I understand what's going on. There are criminal offenses that most people don't think is a big deal. Let me ask you something. If a first-time, 17-year-old has never been in trouble, and under this proposal, if he's never been in trouble and it's a nonviolent crime, he would be treated as a juvenile. Right now, a 17-year-old who takes part in trashing a house that causes $40,000 damage will be tried as an adult, even if it's his first offense. Is trashing a house to the tune of $40,000 a violent crime? I doubt it. Under this definition, that's the biggest problem I have with this. There are some pretty rotten things a 17-year-old could do that I think for which they should face the adult justice system. This, in my mind, has worked. This, I think, has been one of the most effective get tough on crime things that Republicans passed in the 1990s. And the other thing that I think should be a major concern here is this an effort just to get a foot in the door and then say, well, you know, really we meant all 17-year-olds should go back to the juvenile justice system. I'm not surprised by Tommy Thompson jumping on this. I am surprised by some of the other Republicans that are. Tim and Combined Locks. Tim, how you're on the Jerry Bader Show. Go ahead, Tim.
I don't usually call in. I just like listening. But, you know, this whole age thing really has got my goat because, you know, you're 18 years old, we consider you an adult. You can go off and fight for your country. You can often get married. But don't have a beer. You know, you go off to college, living on your own, and you're off on your own. Your parents aren't claiming any of your taxes. You want some financial aid assistance. No. You're still considered a minor until age 24. But heaven forbid you commit a capital crime. We're going to put you away for life at 17. Really?
Okay. Now, here's what's interesting about your argument, Tim. They're not even, in fact, looking at changing this for a capital crime. So you think if someone commits murder at 17, they should not face an adult court?
What I'm saying is let's make this all uniform. If you're going to be tried as an adult at 17, then you should have all the privilege that goes with the age of 17 as an adult.
Okay, you actually make an interesting argument there. Why would you face the consequences of being adult with not facing all the privileges that come to being with an adult?
Exactly.
That's actually a fair argument. Here's what I will tell you my answer to it is and why it was passed in 1996. Because those who did not have the age of consent were committing in growing numbers adult-type crimes. So to deal with that, we gave them adult-type consequences. They had behavior that was considered adult in nature, so the consequences were considered adult in nature, and that crime went down, Tim.
And I'm not going to argue that point.
That was your whole point.
My point is, if you're going to be treating them as an adult, they should have all the privileges that go along.
Well, but I just answered. We're going in circles here. I just answered that. The one thing where I will agree with him on is the two ages of consent are stupid. 18 and 21. You need to pick one. That has never made any sense to me at all. Should a book by Hitler be banned? It's a runaway seller online. We're going to get to that in 5 minutes. It's 10:30.
Well, I ain't your baby. I ain't your baby now.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.